It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. From bathing to meds to feeding and dressing, a family caregiver provides essential care for a loved one with a chronic illness or a disability or who may have age-related limitations.
One in five Wisconsinites is a family caregiver, but the work of these family members is often in the shadows, going unrecognized and without an adequate support system.
Last year, a researcher and a caregiver came together to give voice to this group of people. They asked caregivers to submit postcards expressing moments of joy and difficulty as they take care of loved ones.
Their project is now an online exhibit called In Care Of, and it features more than 40 responses that capture a range of emotions.
To learn more, we have the exhibit creators. Kristen Voss is a caregiver to her adult daughter, Nicole. She is forming a nonprofit called the Center for Caregiving Serenity. And Kristen Litzelman is an associate professor of human development and family studies at UW-Madison. Her research is focused on family caregiving. Welcome to you both.
Thank you so much. It's a great opportunity to be here, and I'm excited for our conversation.
I agree. It's a real pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Kristen Litzelman, let's start with you. Dozens of people sent you postcards responding to this prompt that goes, when your care role has you overflowing with joy, struggle, or gratitude, pour it out onto this postcard. Why did you use this prompt and start this project from here?
Well, it came from a combination of my research experience, which is trying to understand what the experience of caregiving is for people who are helping someone with an illness or a disability, but then also my own care experiences and the conversations that I've had with others in the community who are in a caregiving role. And one of the things that came to the surface through all of that was the things that we ask about in research, the things that we try to understand, aren't always the things that are the most salient and the most top of mind for family caregivers. I know in my own experience, there were certainly moments when there was a very small thing that had an outsized impact on my experience, on how I was feeling, on my level of frustration. And it was not something that I ever would have thought to talk about beyond that moment, but it was something that was so impactful. And so the purpose of the postcards was to give people a chance to capture that one thing that was either so wonderful they wanted to shout it from the rooftops, or so frustrating that it made their brain explode, so that they could be able to get that out and to show how universal of an experience that is. So the prompt is very specifically framed to try to get at those moments that we aren't capturing, that we're not talking about in other ways, so that we can help advertise that experience so that other people know that they're not alone going through it.
Kristen Voss, as a caregiver yourself, what stuck out to you in this prompt and what you got back?
Initially is the fact that Litzelman wanted to capture both positive and negative, which I think is really important because oftentimes as a family caregiver, I get a lot of sympathy, borderline pity, because I have a daughter who's got autism, epilepsy, and an intellectual disability. So I really appreciated when Litzelman approached me with the project that she wanted to capture the positive things about being a caregiver, because Nicole is tough, but she's also given me so many lessons, and it's a fun ride sometimes, and it's a tough ride sometimes.
What is one of the lessons you've learned as a caregiver to Nicole?
I think the biggest one that's coming up right now is centered around what I have control over and what I don't. So the mission of my nonprofit is the Center for Caregiver Serenity. So it's to take the Serenity poem and help people figure out what do you actually have control over and what don't you. And so for me, the biggest lesson being Nicole's caregiver is that I really don't have as much control over many things. And I'm calmer and a better caregiver to her. And I'm taking care of my own physical and mental health more when I recognize what parts I actually do have control over and what parts I have to just accept.
Kristen Litzelman, you've talked about how caregivers often feel invisible, even though so many people are in these roles. Why do caregivers feel like they're working in the shadows?
Yeah, it's not something that we tend to talk about. And I don't have a great answer for why, right? Like, maybe it's a cultural thing where we want to be strong and we want to do it on our own. Maybe it is that we like to present a strong face to the world. But it is 1 in 5 people across the state and across the nation are in a family caregiving role of some kind, whether that's caring for an older adult or whether that's caring for a child with a special health care need and everything in between. And sometimes I compare it to when we take on a new parenting role. We welcome a baby into our household. We go to work. We go to school. We go into the community and we talk about it. We talk about, oh, gosh, I didn't sleep last night. Or, oh, no, my baby has colic and I really have a lot of pity for them. They're having a hard time. And we don't do that with family caregiving. And so because we are operating in a space where we're not talking about it, the less other people talk about it, the less we're going to talk about it. And so we don't get that sense of community. We don't get that collective care that comes from other people saying, yeah, I've been there. It's really hard. Here's what worked for me, or here's what resources help, or just I have empathy for you, and I see what you're going through, and I recognize the challenge and the beauty that comes with it. And because we don't do that, we miss out on that collective care. The flip side is also true, and that's one of the things that we saw through this exhibition, is that when we bring this conversation directly into a shared space and let people see it, the conversations about caregiving start to flow. People come out and they say, yeah, I've been in a care role. I was in a care role before. My parent is in a care role right now. And it creates this opportunity for that collective care, for that coming together, and that collective compassion and empathy.
Absolutely. And Kate, can I speak to that a little bit too? I think also when is a role that oftentimes is connected to other identities, so such as being Nicole's mom, it's really hard for me to then identify as a family caregiver. So I didn't until she was an adult and she was no longer in the school system. A lot of the reason why people don't identify as caregivers either is because, I'm going to get a little political, it's disproportionately a female job.
Oh.
And so I think as a result of that, we don't understand that this is more than being just a mom, just a sister, just a daughter. I do think we are seeing more and more men having to step into caregiving roles, and that's been interesting too. But I think I think there's a lack of identification and awareness that when we can build that, as Kristen was pointing out, it really helps people see that somebody else is seeing them, right? To feel like that someone's bearing witness to them.
Yeah, yeah. We are talking about caregiving in Wisconsin after an exhibit published online solicited dozens of responses from people around the state about the experience of being a family caregiver. Kristen Litzelman is an associate professor of human development and family studies at UW-Madison who studies family caregiving. Kristen Voss is here, a caregiver of her adult daughter, Nicole, and together they created the In Care Of exhibit. Kristen Litzelman, are there different challenges and experiences in family caregiving? And because it can go across the life spectrum as well, and are there some universal things along the way?
Certainly, yes. The range of caregiving is really broad. Sometimes it's someone who is an older adult and just needs help because they just can't quite do everything on their own. And sometimes it's a much more intensive care experience. And so the way that I tend to think about the impact of caregiving on the person who's providing care is a constellation. It's the constellation of the types of care that they're providing. It's the constellation of how that feels for them. Is it hard for them or easy for them? Is it a good fit for their skill sets, or is it something that's really stretching them in ways that aren't as comfortable? So there are certainly things about different conditions or different care roles that can be particularly stressful for someone providing care. But once we get to that point where people are experiencing stress, there's a lot of universality. The stress of caregiving has impacts on people's physical and mental well-being. It has impacts on their immune functioning. It has impacts on on their ability to feel satisfied in life. And so once we get to that stress of caregiving, once it's how do I feel about that caregiving role, that's really what's connected through with people's outcomes. And when we think about what we do to support caregivers, there's a lot of things that don't have anything to do with the specific health condition that they're caring for or the particular role that they're in, but are really about setting the stage for resilience for caregivers, making sure that they get enough rest and time to themselves, making sure that they have the financial and social resources to get the help that they need in order to meet all of the competing demands that they're facing.
Kristen Voss, I want to turn to the postcards now themselves. Can you share a postcard that is special to you?
Absolutely. There were a lot. I think the one that really struck me the most that I kind of keep referencing over time, though, is there was somebody, we don't even know who wrote them because they were anonymous, but they wrote in that caregivers are Earth's angels.
Oh.
And Kristen has a very good design idea. And then we also got a lot of help from people in the Center for Design. I don't know. She's going to have to help me with the acronym.
Sure.
Center for Design and Material Culture.
I was almost there. And so they put that postcard next to an ornament of an angel. Oh. And just those two things. And so it really, I watched people as we were doing tours stop and really get struck by that. Mm-hmm. And it also struck me. So it's one of my favorites.
Kristen Litzelman, is there a particular postcard that resonates with you?
Yeah, there was one that I'll try to quote it as best I can. I don't have it memorized, but it's something like, this has helped me. No help given is ever lost. It may not be appreciated, but it's not lost. And I like that particular quote because it sort of wraps in the challenge that comes with caregiving, how hard it can be and how sometimes it does feel like a thankless job, but with that acknowledgement and that hopefulness of all of this work that I'm doing, all of this effort and care that I'm putting in, it's worth it. Even if I don't get acknowledged for it, I know that the work that I'm doing here, the effort that I'm putting in, no matter how much of a struggle it is, it's worthwhile and it's having a positive impact and is something that will carry forward no matter what. So I just love that sentiment.
No act done out of love or concern is lost. It sounds like you could say that to yourself again and again every day, Kristen Voss.
Absolutely. Yes, many of these postcards gave me mantras to get through tough moments, tough days. And then again, the positive stuff, like recognizing that there is joy in this and seeing that other people were pointing that out helped me keep that front and center in my mind.
How has this project changed you, Kristen Voss?
First and foremost, professionally, which has been great because I'm a retired high school social studies teacher, and I retired early for many reasons. But one of the primary ones was that there wasn't consistent care for Nicole once she turned 21. And that's led to some resentment. And that was one of the things that I kind of had to work through when I was figuring out what my next stage was going to be and what my next chapter was going to be. So I've now pivoted to recognizing that there is a space for celebrating family caregiving, educating family caregivers, and advocating for them. And I'm especially motivated by the advocating for family caregivers of people across the lifespan, because in the work that I've done with Kristen and then being invited into the Wisconsin Family and Caregiver Support Alliance, I've seen that there's a lot of stuff that very clearly is for someone who is taking care of a person with Alzheimer's or dementia. And that's great. I mean, they definitely should have that support. I can't imagine. Both of my parents have passed and I did long distance caregiving for them, but neither one of them struggled with that issue. And so I can only imagine how painful it is and challenging. But what I've seen then is that there's a lot of folks that are caring for spouses, neighbors, siblings, or in my case, an adult child that aren't aware of these resources. And so I really think this postcard project has given me an opportunity to say, hey, we need to make sure that we're talking about caregiving across the lifespan.
Yeah. Kristen Litzelman, your plan is to have this project continue and expand, I understand. What are the plans?
Yes. So we were really struck by how impactful this project was, the engagement that we got from people who were actually submitting the postcards, but then also the people who came and toured the physical exhibit and the feedback that we're getting about the digital exhibit. And so we want to keep that going. The intention was to collect postcards from across the state, and we got postcards from across the state. And so we also want to make sure that the results of that are visible across the state too. So in a perfect world, we would make this a traveling exhibition. We would take it around around to libraries or community centers across the state so that we could have that local impact and let people come and have that conversation in person around these caregiving topics. The other piece that we've heard from community partners is that, yeah, it's cool to come and have an exhibit there, but what they really want to do is replicate what we did in their local community. Mm-hmm. And so we're hoping to be able to work with some collaborators and get a little bit of funding in order to create kits that will make it easy for communities to take the ideas that we put into practice here and the procedures that we used and use them in their local community to ask their own question of researchers, to put together their own themes of what they see in these postcards, and to bridge their own conversations to help raise awareness and to help bring caregiving to the forefront and the tip of people's tongues in their local communities.
Well, Kristen Litzelman, Kristen Voss, thank you so much for sharing the In Care Of exhibit, this project. Thank you for being here.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having us.
It was such a pleasure. Thank you.
That is Kristen Litzelman, a UW-Madison Associate Professor of Human Development and Family Studies, whose research focuses on family caregiving, and Kristen Voss, a caregiver to her adult daughter and is launching a nonprofit to support caregivers. Together, they created the In Care Of online exhibit. You can find that link by visiting wpr.org/WisconsinToday. And for caregiving resources, visit wisconsincaregiver.org.